We are continuing our shiurim on the Sidur Hashash, Haggadah Shel Pesach, Baruch Hashem. So we're right now in Ur Chatz. And I just want to explain, when we're looking at the Sa'a Shalom, you're going to see a split in the page. So you have to read from right, the right side of the page first. And then you go all the way down to the bottom of the page, and then you go back to the left side of the page, and you go back to, it's like reading a any text, which there's a break in the page from right to left. So you're going to have to start from right, go all the way down, and then to the left. So now we're going to be doing the mitzvah of Ur Chatz, washing the hands. Watch out. So we did the Kiddusha Tal Yom, the way the Kiddusha comes in for, as soon as the Chag starts, and which is Gadlut Rishon, and then we did as well Kaddish, that was Katnut Sheni, and Gadlut Sheni, they came in. And now we're doing a separate mitzvah called Ur Chatz. So, says the Rashash in the Sar Shalom, it's on page Yud Bet, Kavanot Zmaniyot. Ur Chatz. Yechaven Lamshich Yud Vav Dalit, and the K Yud, which is the, you know, Yud in the K, I'm spelling it out, the Ab, the Gadlut Sheni. So that's very important. The Ima, those three words are very important for us, because then we can establish where is that in our chart, because we're mapping this out. So it's on the left chart, which is the Ima chart, which is the Yayin chart, we call it. And then we're going to look at Gadlut Sheni, so that should tell us straight away, Gadlut Sheni, that is the Madrega Aleph, number one. In our numbers, it's these numbers are 18, 57, 4. Top row. And what do you have to do with this? Shebechochma deza. So what do you? This is dafka chochma. So therefore, that's on the right hand side. Lechotz klipnimi digufa deza. So it's interesting enough that you have to wash. Well, this is like ki'ilu a rechitza klipnimi de gufadaza. This is if you're rinsing off the klipnimi of gufadaza. Or beradita maka, when you bring it back down, that means there's an aliyah. There's always an aliyah zman and yiridas mad. So when you're bringing up the shefa, what happens is you have to bring down the shefa. When you're doing bringing down the shefa, there's a hakah, there's a zivug. Pa'amim be ke yud. You're going to have a shef, a haka between the yud vav dalid and the ke yud, basically 20 times 15. Or mispashit the mispar rachat. And therefore, that's going to give you the gematria of rachat. And that's the gematria of rachat. Okay. Now, we want to continue over here. V'shorash shnei ot yod yud ke nisharim bechochma. So the yud ke, which is always, it's going to stay by chochma, and the rest you're going to do the hakah. So let's look at the diagram over here. He has a very simple diagram. He has yud ke, and let's count it over here. You should have 15 yud ke's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Sorry. It's 20 yud ke's because you're multiplying yud vav dalit. If you add the letters yud vav dalit, it makes 20. 20 times yud ke. That's the pshat over here. How much does that make? That makes 300. Okay, 20 times 15. And what's the pshat over here? So let's see. Well, I'm going to be reading now the extra notes over here, which is the Tiva Kavanot. He says as follows: Bechitazu, when you're washing your hands, you get up, right? You said Kaddish, and then now it's time to wash your hands. Ochatz lahamshich et gadlut sheni shel amor chokma shekavan nichtas lechokma deza ולחוץ על ידו את הכלים הפנימיים דזה מגאולי מצרים ולכן נקרא רחיצה. And you have to wash your hands. Why you have to wash? You have to wash your hands, which is similar to being meramez, the washing za kiviyachol. Why are you washing za? Because since there was so much tuman mitzrayim, the original za, which is coming back every year on Pesach, needs an extra rinsing off of all that tumas mitzrayim. And then he says, when you bring down the shefa, you're going to do a zivug between the yud vav dalit and the ke yud. Why? Because that's the yud ke that we spoke about. So he explains, "Mechavrim shel yud vav dal ke yud shel Hashem ab baka yud vav dal dal ke yud." Da'ainu yud vav dal sholi esrin machpilim otam beke yud shola chamisha eser. So va'ainu shosim esrin pamim chamisha eser va'ayu ole mispar shloshmaot. And therefore, what happens after that? Ve'otav shloshmaot elu nisham shnayim b'shosham. Bechokhma deza, the two are going to be left over in the chokhma deza. So you have 300 minus two. Vashar shel mispar rachatz yorel lekelim dipnimim deza lerochtzu migulule mitzrayim. It's beautiful. So exactly, what is this kavana? What does this diagram have to do with what we're talking about here? So let's talk about it again. So you're going to work with the shefa. The shefa is called the yud k, which is the first two letters of the ab. Milu de Yudim. And you're going to hit the Yud against the Hay. Means you're going to make Zivug between Chokhmah and Bina Batsim. And that's going to be 20 times 15. That's the diagram. You're going to get with 300. Okay. Now that you have 300, the Shoresh, how you got to 300 is by multiplying the Yud times the K. That you put it back. You put it back where it came from. That's the Shoresh. You're dealing with the residue. The residue of the Shefa, which is 298. What does 298 tell us? 298 tells us that that's the gematria of rachatz, of washing. And what are you washing? Again, you're washing zah with that particular shefa of the 20 times yud k of all the migeule mitzrayim. That means the tomb of Mitzrayim. Now I just want to read you out a shefa of Rashash. He says, the inner rita who So remember, by Kiddush, we already brought the Chokhmah. So why are we bringing it again? That's his kasha. Okay, so that's clear. Because we can have the question, why are you bringing a Chokhmah De'ima twice? You brought it by Kiddush, why are you doing it by Chita? The answer is, because here's a different pa'ula. It's not you bring Mamshech Shefa to the Keli, but rather you're doing an Inyan of Rechitza. And then he says, Sarach Biur, Heita, Beseder Kamanazu, Sharmo Chokhmah De'imitza De'ima, Shenichnas B'Kiddush, Harozi Nichnas Rag B'Kav Yamin Shel Zah, Nichnas Kolo Shosh Kav Yim Zah. דהיינו לכלי חיצוני אמצעים פנימיים כמובן מהייטב על אל בקידוש ויקבל הקידוש והנה כאן מכוונים בדרך אחר לגמרי שמכוונים שנמשכים את המוח חוכמה לכל שלוש הקווים שהם חכם בגדתי הממשיך אותם רק לכלי פנימי די זר בחיץ השנייה ממשיך לכלי אמצעי החיץ השלישי ממשיך לכלי חיצוניים והוא תמור בבטרתי. So he has two questions on this particular process, that we're bringing out Shefa only to bring down, only to wash the Keli Pinimi over here. So he's asking the following two questions. Ech nechnas moch chokhmah bekol shlosha kavim chacham bagadati. How is it that when you bring in on the chokhmah, it's able to rinse out kivyocho the baga kav and also the bina kav? We've never found such a thing that the chokhmah is able to extend itself over the two other kavim. Every kav is separate. That's the first question. Second question is, Lama nechnas moch chokhmah rak bekeli pinimim? Why is it that when we were doing this particular rechitza mitzvah, that it's only going in the keli pinimi? V'lo nesha keli, v'lo b'shakya. Why dafka keli pinimi? What's the havana there? So it says, Yirsh tara she'akol hu b'chinat erichim. She'kav yamim nikha pinimi be'erich she'akavim. V'kav small nikra emsai, v'kav emsai nikra chita. So it gives a partial answer. The reason why it's coming dafka the Keli Pnimi, because we're dealing with the inyan of erechin. So since we're dealing with chokhmah, and that we can do, that's not a problem. So we're going to call that Keli Pnimi. Because otherwise it doesn't really make sense. Because even in Chokhmah you have three Kelim over there. You have Keli Pnimi, Achitza. But we're going to find the three Achitzas that we're doing, the chichitza now for the kapos, and then the chichitza for the asuda, and then later on the chichitza of the mayim achronim is going to be keneged the kei pnimi and sarin chichitza. And even that doesn't make sense because each one has its own kei pnimi and sarin chichitza. So what's pshat? It's a whole muzal that we're using the kav ayamin to do a chichitza separately on each kav, and it's able to do a chichitza on each kav. Okay, so still, the questions are better than the his partial answer, but tzorchim. Now, old chazan amod. So let's continue now. So, Baruch Hashem, we finish now the mitzvah of rechitza. The very, very simple kavana, and it's kedai to do it meod meod. Now, the next mitzvah we'll be doing is on the same page here on Daf Yud Bet of Sar Shalom, is the kavana of karpas. Kavana karpas, and we're going to make a bracha bore pri adam. As we'll see in a minute, then we'll see a diagram on the yud bet and mud bet, and onwards yud gimel, and so on and so forth. So let's start reading this little introduction that he's giving us over here on the yud bet amud aleph. Al yidei amirat abracha va'achilat va'achila. So we're doing two things again. You're going to make a bracha, and you do a maase called the achila. Nichnas kav yamin. We're going to bring in the kav yamin. Again, kav yamin. But this time we're working with the katnut rishon. Where's the katnut rishon? That's an article. If we start from top to bottom, so 1, 2, 3. That's the third. That's the fourth level. The fourth level, which is the lowest level, lowest row. So what do? Kav yamin rishon be'etzim. Now you're going to bring some what's called be'etzim. So I want you to be medayek over here. The Lashon Rasha is very important. But there's two things which are happening here. When you bring in the kav, kav atachton, which is kav, rather the shura atachton, which is katan rishon, you bring the etzem of shefa for that. Again, when you're dealing with the other kavim, so that kav. Actually, the Rishash is a kav. Kav, or enough that you bring in only a ha'ara. Important. We'll need it for later on. And then he continues. He says, Va'ainu she'chaven, and explains them. She'chaven lam she'er. And this particular, I was talking about the levushim. Remember the called tzame system. Always remember the called tzame. So let's take off our list over here. So the kelim, we know it goes to zah. Now, what do we bring in first over here? The levushim. Right, we're going from bottom to top. So the levushim are coming in. That's the chacham bagadati of the levushim. The shnei patzufim, the chagad, nai the chagad, because we're dealing with katnut. The chamisha patzufim, the tefuna, because we're dealing with the five patzufim of tefuna. And then he says on the next line, im, that means we're doing something else. Now we're bringing down the tzlamim. And I'll show you in a minute where we see that. Chacham bagadati. Again, the 10 svirot of the tzlamim, the mochen, the penimim, the tzadi. Oh, so the tzadi is always a reference to, or not the makifim, but rather the tzadi which is going inside the patuf. O makim de la memed, and the makifim yatzanzin. The shnei tzalmei nefesh war de naran chis. So he says tzlamim here. Tzalmei. That's a reference to the tzlamim. The nefesh ruach, which is again another bechina of the katnut, but this is in the erech of the makifim. The ben uman, which is right on the left side, uben, that means uben, the ben de ma uben de ben, that means the ben of the right, the right hand side, and also the ben of the left hand side. That's all tefuna. That's all nukva. And then finally, so you brought in so far, you brought the levushim. The second line was you brought the tzlam. And the third line now we're going to be reading is imam mochen. You bring the mem. Of the called Tzalmi, the Chabad, the Katan Rishon, or is it still the Katan Rishon, the Tfuna, because that's what's coming on the left hand side. We're doing the Inyan of Kapas, which is part of the Yain chart, which is part of the Ima chart. Shem Shnei Shemot Elokim Dimilo Yudim Bekav Yameh. So this is Shemot, we need the names. So it's Katnut, so obviously it's Elokim's. What type of Elokim? It's Elokim Miloi Yudim Bekav Yameh. Again, we're going to be working with the kav yamin. B'shnei shemot elokim ayim b'kav small, and also the kav small. B'shnei shemot elokim, also two shemot elokim that we're working with, is going to be for the kav emtsai. Now, b'shnei shemot Elokim, the alafim. Now, the ones we're using, we were spelling Elokim with the aleph, the alafim. That means hey aleph. That's what we're spelling the middle letter of the hey. You're going to spell the aleph in two different ways. Yud vav yud, as we spoke about before. That's going to indicate to us that you're dealing with chasadim. And the other Elohim that are using the other aleph is going to be spelled, as we know, yud vav dalit. And that's what he says. V'shnei shemot Elohim the alafim b'tzur yud vav dalit becomes small. That's going to be done the gevura. B'tzur yud vav dalit gevura. Now, that is all why you're saying the bracha. Now, the masa achila is a different kavana. Achila, he says, the kapa, sicham and the kapa, shu sod katnud rishon, the ima, anichnas bechokhma de zagen, same information. Mipne shachokhma de katnud rishon, yesh elokim de yudim, shemisparo shin. Because the chokhma of the katnud rishon, yesh elokim de yudim, we're going to be working with the chokhma side, which is the right hand side, and that usually works with the yud. So the elokim is going to be spelled with yud. Yud, Shelokim the Yudim, Shemisparam Shishim, and that's going to give us a gematria of 300. Shebeza Yesh Shisha Ketzavot, Kol Echad Kalul Me'eser, and in Zah there are six Sfirot, because Zah is a Katan. Kol Echad Kalul. Each one is 10, so you have 6 times 10, which is Shisha Kisavot, Kol Echad, Kalula Me'eser, Shemisparo, Shishim. So you're going to have 600. Kemispa Miloi Ashim. Lefichach Lokin Kapas, Shemisparo, Shemisparo, Shin, Melea. Okay? So again, you take the Gematria of 300, excuse me, which is the shin, the milu of the shin, which is going to be, the milu of the shin is how you spell shin, first of all. Shin, yud, nun. The extra yud, nun is what is referring to the shishim, and that refers to the 60 kavim, the 6 kavim times 10 is 60. Okay, so let's read that one more time. Over achila, when you're doing the masa achila, the kapas, yicham she kapas hu sod katnud rishon de iman nichnas bechokhma de zam, or mivne sho chokhma de katnud rishon yesh elokim de yudim shimisporo shishim, and we know that the gematria of elokim de yudim is 300. 300. Now he says, "Ubizah yesh bo shishiktzavot." There's six sfirot. Kol echad kolul me'esen. Each one is 10. So 6 times 10 is 60. Mispar shishim. Kemispar milui hashin is the milu. It means not the actual shin, because that would be 360, but rather just the milu, the yud nun of the shin, which is 60. Lefichach lokhim kapas shemisparam shin melea. And that's why we take the kapas as the vegetable that we're going to be doing the mitzvah on. In the mitzvah for the mirirut, the mitzvah of mirirut, the bitterness, and that is exactly the gematria of shin yud nun. Okay, so what I want to do now is I think it's quite self-explanatory. I just want to do a shefa. I want to do the shefa arashash over here in daf. Davshin Chav Vav, those who have the Siddur, over here. And Ot Tet Vav, he says as follows. Now what we're learning over here is Zeh Shitas Rav David Majar Meseder Sidur Sar Shalom. Now what we've read is what we've been doing till now. It's called the Sar Shalom. Sar Shalom, if you have to understand, is what we call Medura Kama in the Siddur Hashash. Medura Kama, which was offered by David Majar. Who's David Majar? David Majar was a Talmid. Talmid Chaver means he was the Chavuta and the Talmid of the Rashash himself. Okay, that recognized the talent of his Rebbe and decided to publish a Sidur in his name. And therefore, what we've been learning to now is everything according to the Sar Shalom, according to the understanding of Rav David Majar. Now, if I'm not mistaken, it's also the Chasdi David, the back of the Etz Chaim. Now, he says as follows, Shebikapas nechnasim rak atzmut katnud rishon shelamor chokhma. So we know, and you can see this on our chart over here, it's the bottom right box. The lowest is katnud rishon, which is going to be, we have we have a number nine to that chart. So Shibikabas Nichnaz Rak at Smud Katnud Rishon Shalamoh Chokma Shukav Yamin. About a Katnud Rishon Shalamoh Bina Vishal Dat Nichnaz Rak Arad Shalahem. Bikapa. So what's going to happen? The Edzim Shefa, as you say, as you're doing the mitzvah, is coming pouring into that particular area in Zah. And the other two areas of Zah, because Katnut is, obviously there's three, the three Kavim. That's only the first Kav. The two Kavim only get a Ha'ara, as Rashash pointed out to us. V'ilu Atzmuta nechnaz kol echad b'mkoma. Da'ashkad v'rit shalomach b'ina nechnaz atzmut b'kos sheni. בקטנות ראשון של המוח הדעת נכנס עצמות בקוס שלישי ורביעי. So that's a very good question. Now we know we're only bringing a hara in the kav emtsai, in a hara in the kav bina. But the question is, when's the atzmut, which is a higher level of shefa, when's that going to come? So he said that's going to happen to the other kosot. The other kosot, which will be coming in later on, that's kos sheni for the kav bina, and the kos shlishi rivi for the kav yamin. Kav small, sorry. Aval. Now that's all shitas of the double majawish sidur medur kama. Aval sidur ayare. וכן סידור אהבת שלום כתבו שכל שלושה קווים נכנסים עצמותם בכפס דהיים שכתבות ראשון של כל המורחים נכנסים נמשכה בעצמותם בכפס. So it seems to me this is a point of contention between the mefarshim over here. One Rosh Yeshiva called Yare, which is Rav Abulafia, Rafael Abulafia, again one of the Shivas, he decided to reprint the Sidur Shas called the Madur Batra. Excuse me, and therefore we see over there that he says all the atzmut of the Shefa, the tremendous Shefa that comes down, it comes down equally Kav Yamin, Kav Small, Kav Emsa, as opposed to Ramajas, it only comes in Kav Yamin. Okay, fundamental difference. But again, Nara Pashte, whichever Shita you go, is you're doing fine. Okay, so let's continue with that, and now let's see, Baruch Hashem. Now let's see the actual bracha and the diagram over here, which is on page Yud Bet Amud Bet. So just Yud Bet Amud Aleph, you see the bracha over there, and then Yud Bet Amud Bet, you're going to see the Makifim come in first. Okay, so let's read the words of the Rashash over here. Put the words together with Rashash. So the first thing is Makifim. What we see over here is a picture of the Makifim of the Mem, and a Mem of the Katnut Rishon, the Tfuna. Remember, the Makifim come in two parts, the Mem of the Makifim, and the Lam of the Makifim, and the Chay, which is Nechnas, is the Tzali. And that's the system of the Tzalim that we spoke about often. So let's define what the different rows we see. So we see four different rows. One to the right, one to the left, and two in the middle. So the two in the middle consider to be one row. That's the middle cap. So the one on the right is Chachan, left, and you see that it's written Be'etzim. What does that mean, Be'etzim, next to Chacham? Because that's the Etzim Shefa's coming in, like we said, in the bottom right box of the Katnut Rishon. The other ones are just ha'ara, ha'ara, ha'ara. That's the word ha'ara there. Okay, that's important to understand. So what do we see? We see Esa Sfirot of here, Chochma Binadat, Chagat, and then we see Nai. We see the Ekis, we see Avayis. That's the Ranchi coming in. That's the Orof. That's the Aleph of the Kol Tzami. Now, when we look further down, we're going to find the exact same things coming in with the... Oh, I forgot, sorry. This other thing we see the So interesting. I'm comparing two different sidurim over here. So we see in the Sal Shalom. No. That's correct. So in the Sal Shalom, it brings out the Kacha, the Chabad, Chagat, and the Nai. That's correct. There's no Mochim. We don't see Mochim over here. And we don't see Mochim at all. The word Mochim is mentioned over there, but we don't see actually the Mochim there yet. Then we jump to. We jump to the Lamed, exact same picture over here, and then finally Daf Yud Gimel of the Sal Shalom. You go down to Daf Yud Gimel. What you're going to see over here is the Mochim Pinimim the Tzadi the Katan Rishon. That's the Tzadi. What's the difference between the Lamed and Tzadik? Tzadik goes in, Lamed are hovering above. Which is, that's going to be the Nai of Tvuna. So the Chabad of Tvuna, which is the Keneged, which is the Kachav of Tvuna, sorry, is Keneged, the Makif, Mem. The Makif Lamed is Keneged, the Chagad of Tvuna. And the Tzadi is the Nai of Tvuna. Now that's Nichnas in the Palace. Again, identical picture. But now what we're adding over here is the Mochim over here. Okay, so you see the Elohim's Mileim, like we spoke about. Again, the one to the right is representing Kav Yamin. Run to the left, Kav Small. And the one which is below, which is the Chasadim Dadat and Gvur Dadat. There's two of them over there. So again, the top row of each one of those categories, four categories, is the Moach, the Mochim, and the one which is underneath is the Levushim. Now look at, I want you to draw your attention to the Hay, which is of the Elohim. There's only one Hay over there. So the top, the right one is Hay Yud, left one is Hay Hay, and the middle ones, the one where the bottom rows, it's Hay Aleph. Now, identified exactly what's the difference with this Aleph and Aleph, but you have to know that the ones on the right, which the Chasam Nidav was spelled, the Aleph is spelled Yud Vav Yud, and the ones on the left, it's supposed to be spelled, the Aleph is supposed to be drawn as a Yud Vav Dalet. Okay, now we all saw that in the Agdama. Now, let's continue. Okay, so that's all the Shefa coming from Katnus Sheni. Katuv Rishon, okay, of Ima. Now, where we bring it to? Now, this is where every time you see the Lamed over here, it says Le Chachan Bagadati De. That always telling you that's going to someplace. Now, let's find out where it's going to go to. So, Chachan Bagadati is just the 10 Sefirot, Shem, which are the De Chabad Chagad Venahi, the Shnei Patsuv Nai V'Chagad, because we're dealing with Katnut. Excuse me. Katnut is always Nai V'Chaga. Debina Diza. We're dealing with the Bina Diza, which in other words is really the Vak Diza. Okay, I don't know why I put it twice over there. Excuse me. So, okay, that's it. So, Diza. That was the top line. Now, in other Sidurim, you know, if you have a chance to see, compare this with other Sidurim, they bring down actually the Kalim of Za. Now, if you look in the, obviously we have the Sar Shalom in front of us, you don't see the Kalim over there, but in the new Sidurim, like in the later Sidurim, with the Madur Batra, and obviously the Sidurim which are coming out nowadays, they do draw the Kalim. So you'll find the Kalim Chokhmah on the right hand side, the three of them there. The Kelim of the Bina on the left hand side, and then the Kelim of the Emtzayim Kelim Dat. Now I just want to read you a Shefa Rashash over here, an Ot Yud Zayin. He says, "More of the Katnu, besides the Sar Shalom, Lokatav Kan Shemot Kelim, as we can see ourselves. Amnam Lochor Tzarei Chaven is Shemot Kelim, Shari Kol Amochim Shachem Lutoch Kelim Zun, Kmo B'Divrei Shalom, B'Divrei Rashash." Sorry, that's clear that you have to have Kelim. Okay? So the same problem of the Dechiz that we spoke about beforehand. Okay, so those are the three rows. If you have those new Sidurim, okay, beautiful. So now let's continue in the Sar Shalom, the next line where it starts with Lehamshich to the bottom of the page. So it says Lehamshich anefashot v'mispar v'demut v'malchuyot d'tzlamim anizkarim lechacham bagadati de chaganai de bina de Yaakov v'Rachel. You always have to know that when you're using this type of, when the Rashash starts using these types of expression of Nefashot, Mispar, Demut, Malchiyot, that's always talking about Nukva. You always bring Shevet and Nukva, okay? So let's just translate over here. When he talks about Nefashot, means the Orot. When he talks about Mispar, he's talking about the Mochim. When he's talking about Demut, that means Tlamim. And when he's talking about Malchiyot, he's talking about the Kirim. Again, the same system of the Kol Tzam would apply to the Nukva as well. The slamim, the nizkarim, the chacham bagadakti, the chagadanai, which is katnu, the bina, the Yaakov Racham. So even though I told you it's nugva, but the nugva is often is coined as Yaakov Racham because that's called zuna ketanim. So compared to zuna gedolim, they're considered to be nugva. And here we go again, same situation over here, that we don't find any diagram, but in the new sidurim, there are definitely kelim over here, and keli chokma, keli bina, keli dat of nukva, and the same process of the dechias is going to happen over here as well. Okay, so now we're going to do the last line on this page. Okay, page Yud Gimel, the last line of the, and this is the final kavanot for kapas, and it's as follows. Now, so far, that was all in the bracha. But now he says, when you're going to eat, kishayachol, when you're going to eat, yichavil hamashiach et achelik hachasadim deleia. Interesting. Now we're going to bring not only to Yaakov Racham, we're also bringing to Leah some shefa, and it's called chasadim. Dere garon za lemo pinimi, lo pinimi, the opinimi, which is actually the opinimi of Yaakov Racham. So you bring it all panimi. Again, let's read that again. When you start eating, the reason why it's deragon, because remember, we spoke about le'ah being inside of za for protection. That's why we don't find any zivugim whatsoever in le'ah, because she's inside. So now, once you bring the shefa chasdim, the le'ah deragon za, Le'or pnimi v'lechelek gvurot le'or, so the dergaron, he says as follows, the orot of the chelek chasadim is dergaron for as an or pnimi, and the chelek gvurot is going to be used as an or makif, as an or makif. So those orot will be used. So let's see now the tiv, the extra explanation over here with the tiv. And ayin daf ayin vav, and he says that be'achil kapas yichavin od kavana di'it b'shach kavanod b'mi'a pesach parts of le'ah nimtzet b'kol pa'am me'achor eza nichnas b'or zoza k'dei shelo yishlut bo chitzoni v'al yedei shehu shehi b'toch ha'arza b'kol yimei pesach shuv ein sholtim ba chitzoni k'ol yimei shana v'kivan shepartzuf le'ah ne'lemet b'mi'a pesach l'achein b'leil pesach zivug rak im רחל, ולוד. אלא שכל המוחים נשאר ללאה, לא קדם רחל. והנה, בכל שנה אור, יש בו חלק או פנימי או חיצון. סורי, אור מקיב או פנימי, או מוחים שייכים ללאה, יש בהם גם אור פנימי או מקיב. ולכן צריך לכוון שהאור מקיב שבו יוצא מתוך הפה דזהב יהיה אור מקיב לרחל, עומדת אחת החזה דזהב אור פנימי השך ללאה, יכוון תוך פה דזהב וניתנה לחוך לרחל לאור פנימי. So first that opening is going to go דרך לאה, inside the pit of the זהב, because she's inside, and then it's going to be given out to רחל לאור פנימי. ביו הרשע, שזה עניין גם פי מה שכתוב הרב, שגבוד יוצא מן הפה להיות ומעקיפים חסדים נשארים בתור הגוף והם אור פנימיים, ולכן כתוב הראשון של לכוון לחלק החסדים השייר ללאה. מוניפה כתובה לחסדים דיזור שייך ללאה, ייכנס תור הגרון לזעם ויהיה אור פנימיים, and the אור פנימי ליעקב, שהם בכללות נקראים פרצוף נוגבה, והגוד יצאו מן הפה, והם ניתנו לרחל יוד לאור מקיף. So I think, I hope that's clear, that there's two types of lights, because every light's made out of two parts. So the first part is the chelik chasidim. That's going to go inside of Zah, through his mouth, to feed Leah. Now we know that there's no zivug by Leah, so therefore most of a lot of the sheaf is gonna go out to Rachel, which is tachet hachazeh. Now the other chilik of the orod was chilik of makifim, which is not going to pass, but that's going to go directly to Rachel in order to aid her for those particular zivugim. Okay, now we're going to do a little bit of the shefa rishash, and he says as follows: Kavanah zu sidur rishash b'kol mitzvot leil Pesach leil Seder. בכל המשכות המוכים יחבל חל לחי, שחלק החסדים של הלאה או פנים ליעקב ורחל. וחלק of the חסדים של הלאה, even though it says it goes to הלאה, but also it's gonna, most of it's going to go to רחל ויעקב. וכן סידור הרב שפצי, it's another type of סידור, זה סידור אריזל, it's not סידור השש, but it's called סידור אריזל. סידי כרבן הזו גם מאכיל את מצה, on מצה as well. וכן, והוא כתב רק שאמור בשעה כבונו שרחל לוקח את חלק הלאה חברתה. ורשש מוסיף ביור שהאור פנים הוא חסדים ואור מעקיב הם גבוד, שיסוד זה הוא על פי אמור במקום אחר, שגבוד יוצאים להתפשט באור פנימי או מעקיף, אחרי זה נתחסים באור פנימי. או בשעה כבונו נזכר הכוונה הזו רק בשתיית הכוסות. צריך יהיו מנהל לקח אבינו ראשי שלך ונזו גם בשעה מצוות. So this particular כוונה that the Rishon is talking about, we find it by the כוסות, but his question is, we don't find it by kapas. So the question is, again, where the Rishon get it. So we don't have all the answers, but at least we're all of the kasha. Okay, beautiful. So now we finish with the Kaddish, Ochatz, Karpatz. Now we're doing the next mitzvah Leil Pesach, which is the Yachatz. Yachatz, you're breaking the middle matzah. So let's move on now on page Yudbet, Amud Bet. And this is also another very easy and short kavanah. We can have, anybody can have this kavanah. It's very simple. And the Rashash says as follows: Yachatz. יחס ישבור המצא שנית בינה שהיא סוד בצורת K and the דלת and וו. So that means like this: we're dealing now obviously with the matza that's going to, we're going to the Abba chart, we're dealing with the matza shnit, with the second matza, which is bina. The first one's chokhmah, the second one's bina. And the binah is connected to hei rishona, and therefore, how is the hei rishona spelled? It's spelled with the dalit and the vav. So now you want to split that up, because we're going to see in a minute that you're going to want to attach the dalit to the top matzah, which is reckoned is one matzah, which is shalem, so it's like a big dot. That is representing like the yud, and therefore you're going to make, from the dalit of the middle matzah, you're going to attach it to the yud, then it's going to make another hey. So instead of spelling the hey that we're doing now, hey vav in bina, it's going to be a new hey called hey yud. So let's see now the shefa rashash, interesting point that comes out over here. And he says over here, look by a klal le'ez mochim amshichim al yedi yachatz. Interesting enough, now, what type of kavan is this? Usually we have, you know, called tsame, we have kelim, bevushim, slamim, or at least we have mochim. But where's the amshach over here? How can we work with such a kavan, dalit and avav? What does that mean exactly? How can we practically move things if we don't know what we're moving? With the machshav, obviously. So it says, "Loi ba'klal eiz mochim mamshachim mamshich al yedi ha'yachatz, v'chein lo itba'er klal ma'inyana shel chelek levav shemenichin la'apikomen v'ochlim advikel." Besof. It also doesn't give us full explanation of what we're going to do with this. You know, we spoke about the dal going to the yud, but what about the vav? What are we doing with that? So, as we mentioned earlier on, there is a siddur called siddur shabtzi. Shabtzi, that's what they call it, from shabtzi. That's a siddur, you can buy them now, they come out, siddur Rashash, siddur Arizal, and he explains this actually, this inyan we'll get from him, this explanation, this kavana. So the kavana is as follows, very important. Ketav kach, achar shenichnasu kol elokim de'anizkala, we brought all the katnut, which is all the kings. והיינו כל המוחים לקטנות מצד אימא, סדר, למתקן, דהיינו שאנו צריכים למתקן את המוחים לקטנות מצד אימא, אז ממשיכים, מכניסים האור לכל לבד של דלת, של דלת, שהוא סוד הרע, לקטנות ראשון, דאבא, דהוד. הנכנס בבינה, so what are we doing? What are we doing? We want to amtaka over here. We, so far we brought in the kapas and all this and the yayin, so we have a lot of dinim over here. That's bina. What we need now is a little bit of abba to mitigate over here, mitigate the dinim, to give it amshacha and to give it a mituka dinim. And so we're going to take the matzah. We're going to take the matzah, and that's good for the inu here to the mamtik the dinim, as he'll explain. As he'll explain. So, machnis the dalit. So, vuhu shebelogu alevi. Alevi means the second matzah. Shu matzah shnit shu elokim the chitzonir the hod abba. Then, which is connected to hod. Matzah is the left hand side, is connected to hod. Shitsu ehu dalit vav. So, you make it to dalit vav. Sheika rato nechnas. Nechnas ata. בבניית זר בכל קו שמאלי. So it says the Rav Shapsi, so whilst you are breaking it and dividing between a Dalit and the Vav, Dalit representing the Kav small of Abba, which is the Kav of Elokim Chitzoniut, the whole Abba, Shetziur Eizu Dalit Vav, and the Tziur over there is Dalit Vav. Over there in the Hod, if you look, it's Dalit Vav. Not Dalet Yud, and not any other combination of three Vavim, but Dalet Vav Davka. So, Ika Arat Nechnas Ata Bebina Bekol Kav Smoli. So, what are we doing? We're importing from Abba that Shef of Hod, which is a Shef Amamtaka, and it's spelled with the Dalet Vav, we bring it over to Ima side, and we Mamtika her with the Dalet. Mamtika with the Dalet over here. So now he explains. Mevar mizesh she'ata bepchisat matzanu mamshichin that the katnud rishon demot binad mitzad abba. So by you doing this particular mitzvah of the cutting of the matzah, you bring in the element of abba. And what is this element of abba going to give us? Ve'ina nohu lamtik et amochim the katnud rishon timitzad ima. It's a form of amtaka. Very simple. It's not the other type of kavana we do hamshachas hashefa, but rather it's hamtak the dini on itself, plain and simple. B'shita zo hamshachas lemashu zbaleel, and this is really is a continuation to what we saw earlier on. Shikol mochim dekatnut nichnasim yachad mochim tzad abba or mitzad mitzad ima, because when we know the mochim dekatnut come all together, both the abba side and the ima side. And then after nichnasu, after she nichnasu the kapas, we cut the rishon shalem mochim tzadima. Nichnas ata beyachat cut the rishon shalem mochim nim tzadava. So that's going to happen. That we done ima side. How do we bring the ima? We brought the ima by bringing the kapas. So the yachat is actually going to be found by the abba. On the Abba chart. So let's see if we can see it over here on the Abba chart. So we find by the Abba chart on the Hod. So 1 second, let's map it up on this chart over here. So that should be on the Abba chart on the Tzad small. So Nichnas Ata B'Yachas Katnud Rishon Shel Mochim Mitzad Abba. Om nam am shachazu rak chilek min katnud rishon shel moach bina dimitzad abba shu chilek adalet shel amatzazu vechilek avav shel amatzazu mamshich v'achlen dafikom. And here we go. So that's what we're talking about, the left hand side of the of abba, which is going to be the yachatz, the cutting of the matzah. And thereby, we're going to take the dalit of that hay. What are we going to do with the vav of that hay? With the vav of that hay, we're going to bring in what's called the afikomen. We're going to save it for the afikomen. Save it for the afikomen. Now, v'lefize yesh lanu kavanah b'ruah b'achilat afikomen v'ruah namshich et chelek vav shel katnud rishon shel mor binu tzad abba. So therefore, when we did the kapas, now we just made a kavanah. Beautiful. Then you're going to be mamshir to you the katnud rishon
of the Moach Abina Mitzvah Abba, the left hand side of the Abba, which is going to be coming in when you do the Mitzvah Afikomen. We'll get to. And then he says, Nire b'der remez, the remez al minag Yisrael kedushim shetoar hi, shenogu Yisrael shel yiladim ketan. That's right. That's right. That's exactly the bottom left box, and that's the inner of the bottom left box of Abba. Okay, that's what we're going to do—the mitzvah of Yachatz, and we're explaining what's the lomdis on now. Now, what are we doing here? How's it compared to where do we see this in Minhag Yisrael? So he says the Minhag of Yisrael is to give to children the Afikomen. Right, we know that. You cut off the afikomen, you put it in a little bag, and then you hide it, and the kids, they steal it, and like that. What is that? Is that just playing around with the kids? Who made up this funny minig? You know, and they grab it, and they won't give it back to you, and they ask you for $1 million if you want the afikomen. You know, buy me a house, buy me a car. So where does that come from? It seems to be, that's what the Tiva Kavanot wants to say, this is the source for it over here, because what the Afikomen has to do with the bottom row, which is Katnut, which is the Katanim. That's a reference. It says Shenogu Yisrael Shal Yeladim Kitanim Chotvim Et Afikomen. They steal the Afikomen. Kemuzgul Ilin Kavav BeAgmara. The Gemara talks about this minhag already. V'yesh Lavin Mas Sod HaInyan. So the Fi Divya Rav Shapsi Mivad Lan Shapir Shach Afikomen Zuhi. So according to Rav Shapsi, that he's giving us a whole understanding of what this means of this of Yachatz, and part of Yachatz is the mitzvah of Afikomen. We know he tells us that has to do with the chef of Katnud Rishon. Oh, Afikomen has to do with the Katnus. Excuse me, Beferush. B'sha'a kavanot b'inyan ma nishtana, that we know the Aritzah tells us already in Sha'a kavanot about the inyan of ma nishtana that the chosen ask, she'a katnut rishon shayach yeladim ketanim. Beautiful. When anytime we're dealing with the shefa or the katnut of za' or any of the katnut, we have to do with the direct application to the ketanim. To the Yiladim Ketanim. Interesting. It's not just the Tzad Shav between the words. This is Katnut in Moach and this is Katnut in children. But there's really a strong correlation between the Katnut of both of them. So remember, so since we're dealing with Afikomen, and Afikomen has to do with the Katnut Rishon, and that's where the minhag has come, Al Pi Pshat, that the Ketanim should take this Shefa, which is in a materialized form as Afikomen, and to play with it. And they, by doing that, are as if to say they are being mushpa from the Katnud Rishon. A tremendous idea over here that they are receiving direct shefa from that holy piece of little matzah that they're holding in their hand. They think it's still a piece of matzah that they could, you know, bribe the father to get whatever they want. But really, as they're playing with that matzah, they're absorbing tremendous kedusha. Okay, so that's a tremendous insight in a minig of Klal Yisrael, which is already brought down in the Gemara. Okay, so let's continue in the Sar Shalom. Let's just repeat that. So Yachatz, the Rashash says Yishbor Matzah Asheni Debina. We're taking the middle matzah, which is Debina. You break it in half. Shuv Sod Hey Betua Dalet and Vav. Now, what are you supposed to do with Dalet Vav? So he says, V'yechaber chilek Dalet, Shia Nukva. The Dalet is represented of Nukva. Why is that? Because Dalet is another word for Dala, which is a poor, and that's always a reference to Nukva Malchut. Lezlid Gameklum. And then, Ima Matzah Rishona, then what you're going to do, you can take that Dalet, and you can combine it with the Yusha Shia Chokhma Nikra Yud. Shu Dalet Yud. And then you're going to make a new Hay, which is Dalet Yud. You're going to combine the middle Matzah, the Dalet Hay, anyways, so the top Matzah, you're going to make Dalet Yud, which is a new Hay. New and approved. So the Hay, he says, Bechokhma Yasad Aretz. And it's a Pasuk. Hashem Bechokhma Yasad Aretz. It's a Pasuk. Okay, so what does that mean? Hashem b'chokhman, which is Abba, Yasad, which is connecting with Aretz, which is another word for Nukva. It's a beautiful remez in the pasuk. V'chelik ha-vav. Now, what do you do with the vav? So he says mafosh, vav yanir nafikomen. And we just gave a whole pshat to Kundarav Shapsi. Nafikomen is the ketanim for the ketanim to play with, and because we're dealing with more of the katnut. Okay, we'll stop for now. We've just finished the mitzvah of Yachatz, and we did Kafaz, Baruch Hashem. We'll move on very nicely over here. Next mitzvah we'll be doing in Tzeh Hashem for next year is Magid. Magid, it's not just telling over the story, but also there's various kavanot for the kosot, which are inside Magid. And we'll do that next time we meet.